Welcome back to the LifePoint DraftCast. My name is Chad, and I serve as one of the pastors here at LifePoint and Sunday at the Lewis Center campus. We started our Now Playing series by looking at the movie Inside Out 2. And I love these Inside Out movies, top 10 favorite movies I've ever seen. I really love them. And I love that we get to examine the life of a middle schooler here. I had a friend recently tell me that middle schoolers are like cats. He says that his son mostly sleeps and keeps to himself and only comes around when food is involved. I think that feels pretty par for the course for middle school. But Riley, who's the main character in this movie, she's in middle school and going through all the things that middle schoolers do. But I think there's a lot of similarities between what Riley's going through and what we experience as any human being of any age, especially even adults. Paul says in Philippians chapter 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. And then in verse 6, he says, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything in prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. So Paul's talking about what we see in the movie, that there is this battle between joy and anxiety, that joy and anxiety have really always been at odds with each other. I'm encouraged to know that this isn't a new battle, right? That if Paul was writing about this conflict 2,000 years ago, that there's hope for us to gain something from what he's trying to tell the believers here in Philippi. And really what I want us to think about and what we talked about on Sunday was this idea of how do we shepherd our emotions well? And I think there's really three options for that. There's suppressing our emotions. There is unbridling our emotions or having unbridled emotions. And then there's expressing our emotions. So those are kind of the three terms that we use to describe it. So you've got kind of this this unbridled emotion, which we've all kind of seen displayed in our lives at times. Sometimes anger, sometimes anxiety, things get out of control, and it's an explosion that not only hurts us but hurts those around us, hurts people directly connected to our lives. But then there's also the other extreme, which is suppressing our emotions, where we just become unemotional, or we try to selectively numb certain emotions. Brené Brown says that you actually can't do that. You can't selectively numb one emotion over the other, because when you do, you actually limit your capacity to feel all of the emotions. They're all connected to one another, so we can't suppress them. And what's interesting is in the Inside Out 2, you have both a suppression of all of the more positive adolescent emotions that Riley kind of has, joy and those kind of things, and anxiety takes over. But then you have the opposite, where joy, kind of in the opening of the movie, she tries to run Riley's life by sending all of her negative memories to the back of her mind and only wanting Riley to experience the positive ones. And in this way, she kind of creates this false self for Riley that's overly positive and doesn't include any negative things or any challenges or any struggles. And, you know, that really doesn't create a well-rounded individual. And especially as Christians, I think we would recognize that even though it's difficult, there is a value to suffering and challenge and struggles that we go through. In fact, God uses those uniquely in our lives to accomplish things that he wants to accomplish in us. So we shouldn't suppress our emotion. We shouldn't just unbridle our emotions and let them be out of control. Okay, well, what do we do then? Well, I think I landed on this word express emotion because I think it does need to be expressed. We do need to let it out. We don't have to bottle it up, but we also should do that a little slowly. The Bible says that we should be slow to anger. And I think that's a really good example of anger is a good example of how we should shepherd all our emotions. It's not no anger or blow anger, but slow anger. We don't want to have the suppression, no anger, no emotion. That's not healthy. And we also don't want to have blow anger where we're just spewing out of control with everyone in our lives. But we want slow anger. We want to shepherd our emotions well. And I think Paul in Philippians helps us know how to do that. He says, but in everything, pray. in everything pray. And so we can filter our emotions through God, shepherd them well by praying everything that we're feeling. He says in everything. So in joy, we pray. And in sadness, we pray. And in anger, we pray. And listen, sometimes this looks like an extended time of prayer where we just need to get alone with God, get alone with the Lord, and really, really work through some things with Him. But I think this can be simple throughout our day, in the moment, what I've heard described as breath prayers, which would be more like, Lord, you got to help me here. God, I really need your help with this person. Lord, you know how it is when I go to this place and how it makes me feel. God, I need your help here. Even praying certain scriptures like, Lord, your word says that if I draw near to you, you will draw near to me. God, I need your nearness right now. Like, those are just breath prayers. They don't have to be long. They don't have to be drawn out. They can be one statement, one sentence prayers that just say, I need your help, God. And in fact, one of the best prayers you can ever pray is, help me, right? God, help me. In fact, one of my friends who I learned kind of some of this breath prayer from, he used to pray a lot, the prayer that was the blind man who prayed to Jesus. He said, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. I mean, that's a great prayer to pray. Lord, have mercy on me. Help me. Give me your grace in this temptation, in this situation. So Paul helps us not to suppress emotion, not to unbridle it, but to express it and slow to anger, slow with our emotions so that we process it well and in a more healthy way. I don't know what you're dealing with today, but I hope that you'll take it to the Lord. Maybe you're a suppressor, or maybe you just tend to unbridle your emotion, but I hope you'll take it to the Lord and pray. I'm going to pray for us and then give you some time to pray. But thanks again for joining us today. Let's pray together. Lord, thank you so much that you made us emotional, that we are made in your image. And God, you get angry, you get sad, you get happy. You are emotional and we are made in your image. And so our emotions are not good or bad. They just are. And they're a gift to us to help us to see what's going on under the hood in our lives and to understand what it is that's going on. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be curious about our emotions, that you would help us to bless our emotions, while at the same time not letting them control our lives. We thank you for Jesus, who makes all this possible, and we pray all this in his name. Amen. Why don't you take a minute and pray and ask the Lord to help you with whatever it is that you're walking through right now. Thanks again for joining us for the Drivecast. Hope you'll come back tomorrow for another episode. God bless.